Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Organizing Solutions for ADHD. Decoded, move from chaos to calm, boost focus, and feel confident with simple hacks to organize and declutter. Your Personal and Professional Life by Visionary Press is a practical guide for people who feel overwhelmed by clutter, forgotten tasks, and inconsistent routines. Framed for readers with ADHD traits, it focuses on building external systems that reduce mental load rather than relying on willpower. The book's promise is simple and encouraging. Small, repeatable changes can create noticeable calm at home and at work. Instead of pushing perfection, it emphasizes realistic setups, quick wins, and maintenance strategies that fit fluctuating energy and attention. Readers can expect actionable ideas for organizing physical spaces, managing time, handling paperwork and digital clutter, and creating routines that actually stick. The tone is problem-solving and supportive, aiming to replace shame with clarity and confidence. Whether you are newly exploring ADHD-friendly strategies or you have tried other methods that did not last, this book is positioned as a toolkit for resetting your environment and regaining control of daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding ADHD-friendly organization and why traditional systems fail. A core theme is that organization problems are often system problems, not character flaws. Many conventional methods assume steady attention, consistent motivation, and the ability to remember invisible tasks, which can be difficult for people with ADHD. The book's approach is to design environments that make the right action the easiest action. That means prioritizing visibility, reducing steps, and lowering decision fatigue. Instead of expecting you to keep everything in your head, it pushes you to externalize memory with cues, checklists, calendars, and dedicated landing zones. Another emphasis is building around your actual habits rather than idealized ones. If you always drop keys on the counter, a key hook beside that spot is more effective than a perfect system across the room. The book also treats emotional barriers as part of the organizing challenge, including overwhelm, avoidance, and the shame spiral that can follow missed tasks. By normalizing these patterns, it helps readers adopt a more experimental mindset, test, tweak, and keep what works. This foundation sets up the practical hacks that follow, because the goal is not a magazine-worthy space, but a functional life with fewer friction points. Secondly, decluttering without burnout, quick decisions, boundaries, and momentum. Decluttering can be especially draining when every object becomes a complex decision or triggers guilt about money, gifts, or unfinished projects. The book highlights strategies to make decluttering lighter and more structured. One common ADHD-friendly idea is to use tight time boxes so you stop before fatigue turns into avoidance while still making progress. Another is limiting the number of categories you handle at once, focusing on high-impact areas like surfaces, entryways, and the places that block daily routines. Decision rules can reduce mental load, such as keeping items that you use frequently and storing them close to the point of use, while letting go of duplicates, broken items, or things that represent fantasy versions of your life. The book also leans on containers and boundaries. When a drawer or bin is full, that is the limit, so something must leave before something new enters. This prevents the slow reaccumulation that often undermines motivation. By emphasizing momentum over perfection, the book helps readers create visible improvement quickly, which reinforces confidence and makes ongoing maintenance feel achievable. Thirdly, simple home systems, zones, landing pads, and one-step storage. For day-to-day calm, the book centers on creating home systems that work even on low-energy days. The idea is to build predictable zones and landing pads so your home catches items before they become piles. Entryway solutions are a major focus because they prevent the daily scatter of bags, shoes, mail, and keys. The book encourages placing storage where you naturally stop and choosing open or see-through options when out of sight means out of mind. One-step storage is another practical principle. If putting something away takes multiple steps, it will often remain out. Hooks, open bins, and baskets can outperform complicated drawers for frequently used items. The book also promotes simplifying choices, like reducing the number of mugs, creating a minimal set of everyday clothes, or setting up a dedicated station for charging devices and storing headphones. These changes shrink the number of micro decisions you face. Room by room, the goal is not to own less for its own sake, but to make daily actions easier. Find what you need fast, reset spaces quickly, and reduce the triggers that lead to frustration and procrastination. Fourthly, time, tasks, and planning, externalizing priorities to boost focus. Physical organization alone rarely fixes the feeling of being behind. The book addresses planning and productivity with an ADHD-aware lens, focusing on making time and priorities visible. It encourages using a single trusted system for tasks and appointments so you are not juggling multiple apps, sticky notes, and mental reminders. Breaking tasks into small next actions is presented as a way to overcome initiation barriers while also making progress measurable. The book also emphasizes routines that anchor the day, such as a short morning reset, a midday check-in, and an evening shutdown that sets up tomorrow. Visual cues like timers, alarms, and checklists help keep attention from drifting, especially during transitions. Another theme is prioritization that respects energy and context. Instead of creating huge to-do lists, the system should highlight the few tasks that matter most and match them to realistic time blocks. Planning for buffer time and recovery is treated as essential, not optional, because burnout can collapse any system. By combining simple tools with compassionate expectations, the book aims to help readers improve follow-through, reduce last-minute scrambles, and feel more in control of their schedule. Lastly, work and digital clutter, streamlined workflows and maintenance habits. The book extends organization beyond the home into professional life and digital spaces, where ADHD-related overwhelm can show up as overflowing inboxes, scattered files, and missed deadlines. It promotes simplifying workflows so important information is captured and retrievable quickly. Email strategies often revolve around reducing open loops, setting a routine for processing messages, using folders or labels sparingly, and converting emails into clear tasks. For documents and files, the focus is on predictable naming and a small number of top-level folders, so you do not waste time searching or recreating work. The book also points to the power of templates and checklists for recurring responsibilities, which reduces cognitive load and improves consistency. Maintenance is treated as a separate skill from organizing. Rather than occasional dramatic cleanups, it recommends small resets, weekly reviews, and simple triggers that prompt action, like clearing your desk at shutdown or backing up files on a set schedule. By designing systems that assume distraction will happen, readers can build resilience into their work life. The intended result is fewer lost items, less panic before meetings, and a calmer sense of competence across professional responsibilities. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults with ADHD, suspected ADHD, or anyone who struggles with clutter, inconsistency, and overwhelm despite strong intentions. It can also help partners, roommates, and managers who want to understand why certain organizing methods do not stick and how to create supportive environments instead. The benefit is practical and emotional. By building systems that reduce friction, you spend less time searching, redoing, and apologizing to yourself, and more time using your energy for work, relationships, and rest. The focus on small, repeatable hacks can improve daily life quickly, especially when you adopt visible storage, clear zones, and routines that externalize memory. Compared with similar organization books that lean on strict minimalism or perfectionist routines, this one is positioned as ADHD-aware and reality-based. It prioritizes function over aesthetics and emphasizes maintenance strategies that survive low-motivation days. That makes it worth buying for readers who have tried traditional planners, cleaning programs, or decluttering challenges and felt discouraged. If you want an approachable toolkit that helps you move from chaos to calm without shame, this book offers a structured starting point and a flexible path forward. If you would like to support Visionary Press, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.